And welcome to Mansfield High School, Class 2, District 10. And we have the Norwood Pirates versus the Dora Falcons. Norwood, number 7 ranked team in the state of Missouri, Class 2. They are the number 2 seed here in this tournament. Dora, the number 7 seed. Dora comes in with a record of 3-21. Norwood, 18-7. These two teams met in game 1 of the season, and it was Norwood 82-22. Starters for Dora, dressed in the black, trimmed in red, Peyton York, Cooper Howard, Weston Ledbetter, Blake Allman, and Braxton Mayberry. For Norwood, Remington Hill, Lakin Coatney, Carter Kelly, Pierce Lawson, Andrew Bradshaw. Dora's got the ball, and it's a steal by Norwood, drives all the way down, puts it up, no good. Offensive rebound, back up, and in, and the foul. Number 11, Lakin Coatney, with the offensive rebound and the putback. Number 33, Braxton Mayberry, commits the foul for the Falcons. His first, the team's first. Free throw is up, it's good. 3-0, Norwood, as they go into full court press. Here's a steal and a putback, and Carter Kelly puts it in for two. It's 5-0, Norwood, as we do have a timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it here. The game before this game was supposed to tip off at 6 o'clock, but the game right before this between Fordland and Bakersfield, the 4 and 5 seeds, man, one of the best games I have ever seen, went to triple overtime with the Bakersfield Lions beating the Fordland Eagles 86-79, so that sets up a match. Bakersfield will be taking on Hartville right here Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We'll have it right here for you on KUKU 100.3. By the way, I'm James Hurt. Glad to have you along for this district action. We've got Class 3 district basketball over on our sister station, the Fox 96.9. Falcons work it down. There's a shot put up, blocked out of bounds. Blocked shot there by number 15, Pierce Lawson. And the Falcons will inbound it under their own goal. Blake Holman triggered in, bounces around. Ledbetter comes down with it. He works it into the corner. They bring it back up top. Number 2, Peyton York, behind the back dribble. Kicks it over to Ledbetter. Ledbetter, cross court to the wing. Back to the top of the key. They work it down into the corner. Back to the top. Get it down low to Mayberry. He kicks it out to the wing. Ledbetter's got it. He tries to get a pass down, and that's another turnover for the Falcons. Excuse me, here's the drive, the scoop shot, no good. Offensive rebound's up. Putback is good. That's Carter Kelly. He's got 4 now, and he's going to go to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Six minutes, 13 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And the free throw is good. It is 8-0. Norwood with the lead. Number 3, Clayton Collins, into the game for the Falcons. Get it down into the corner to Allman. Allman works it back around. Behind the back dribble, almost lost it. Gets it back out. Collins. He gets it to Howard. Howard back to Collins. We'll get it down low. Here's a nice strong move, and it's up and good for Braxton Mayberry. And Dora is on the board. Norwood gets it down low. No good. Rebound comes down to the Falcons. And Collins has got it. Nice move up and in, and Clayton Collins is on the board, and it is now an 8-4 game. Down the floor quickly, number 20, Andrew Bradshaw with his first 2 points, and it's 10-4 inside of 5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. York gets it over to Collins. At the high pitch, he gets it back out to York. Top of the key for Mayberry. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Lakin Coatney. Get it down the court quickly. Three-pointer put up. No good. Rebound. Nice, strong rebound there by Braxton Mayberry. I want to say a big thank you to all the sponsors making this coverage possible for the District 10 Class 2 tournament here from Mansfield. Mayberry had the ball. He gets it over to Collins on the wing. Dora setting up their offense. He gets it back over to Mayberry out top. Peyton York's got it at the top key. Back over to Collins. Collins looks to get it down low. Now somewhere to go with it. And they throw it away. There's a lay-in. No good. But the foul. Remington Hill will go to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be, I believe, on number two, Peyton York. It is. That's his first. That's his third team foul. I didn't catch who the other foul was on, so that was on Coleman, I believe. First free throw was good for Hill. Second free throw, it's also good. And it's an 8-point Norwood Pirate lead inside of 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, 12-4. York's got the ball. Being guarded tightly. He gets it to Mayberry. Mayberry over to Collins. Collins drives in, tries to get back out to Holman. He does. Get it to the wing. There is a turnover. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound was ran down, knocked out of bounds by Norwood. So that will be a turnover on Norwood. Their first 4 turnovers so far for the Falcons. So the Falcons in their black uniforms, trimmed in red, Dora across the chest. Norwood in their white, trimmed in blue, Pirates across their chest. York's got it. He kicks it out to Collins. Collins, left-handed dribble. Dishes it out. Here's a three-pointer put up. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Norwood, and they're on the run. Here's a lay-in. It's good. Andrew Bradshaw's got 4 now, and it's a 10-point lead, 14-4. Almost a steal, and now a steal. Easy lay-in here for number 11, Lakin Coatney. He's got 5, 16-4. Fifth turnover for the Falcons. Collins with a running one-hander, no good. Followed up by Mayberry, no good. Rebound comes down to Norwood. And they're on the run once again. Drive all the way down the lane. Left-handed finger roll is up and in for Pierce Lawson. All 5 starters now for Norwood in the scorebook as they've got a 14-point lead. As we're approaching 2 minutes, 15 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Collins has got it on the wing. Norwood in the matchup zone. Mayberry's got it on the block. Gets it back out to Collins. Kicks it out to Howard. Howard drives around, gives it back up to Collins at the top of the key. He gets it down low to Mayberry. Shot is up. It's no good, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two. 1 minute, 53 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. Pierce Lawson gets his first foul. That's the first on Norwood. 18-4. Pirates with the lead. Mayberry with a nice stroke there. He's got 3 of the 5 points. Number 32, Carson Vaughn. And the second one is also good. Carson Vaughn into the game, as well as Brady Vaughn for Norwood. Will kicks it over to Bradshaw. He gets it down low. Here's a spin move. Blocked shot. Nice, tough rebound there. Block and rebound by Weston Ledbetter. Dora down 12. Minute 25 left to go in this one. York's got it. He brings it out to Ullman at the top. They try to work it down to Mayberry. He gets it after it's volleyed around, puts it up and in. Braxton Mayberry's got five now, and it's 18-8 as we approach 1 minute left here in the first quarter. And here is a steal by York. He's going to go down, and it gets blocked. He gets the rebound back, and now a turnover by Dora. And here comes Norwood. Number 15, Pierce Lawson. He puts it up and in, and it's a 12-point game. 40 seconds left to go here in this fast-moving first quarter. Dora down 20-8. Mayberry's got it. He works it up. He's going to go back to the line for two more. Nice move down there on the low block. But he gets fouled and going to go to the line. Two for two from the line. First free throw, no good. Second one is good. Norwood's got it. Number 20, Andrew Bradshaw. He works it around to Kelly. Kelly down into the corner. Back to Kelly on the baseline. He bounces it down to Lincoln Coatney. It's off the foot of the Dora Falcons. So Norwood going to keep the ball. And inbound under there. So own goal up 11, 19 seconds left here in the first quarter. Here is a almost a steal. Nice save. Norwood resets at the top of the key. Carter Kelly. He gives it up to Carson Vaughn. Vaughn to Bradshaw. Back to Vaughn. Works it down low. Nice, strong move there. Lathan Coatney. And the half-court shot is no good. So that's going to do it for the first quarter. It's 22-9. Norwood leads Dora here on Classic Country 100.3. It's coverage of the Class 2 District 10 Tournament. Back in 1 minute on KUKU.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
The chicks are in the brooder, in store. Hi, this is Bryce. Baby chicks are available now through May 28th with weekly deliveries, and we are still taking orders for the May 5th pickup date on larger quantities. Supplies are limited on a first-come, first-served basis. Stop in today for more information.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than a farm store.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
Welcome back to the Mansfield High School gym. I'm James Hurst. There's a steal by Norwood, and then we're going to have a foul on the floor by Peyton York. 22-9, Norwood with the early lead here. 10 seconds into the second quarter. That's going to be foul number two on Peyton York. Carson Vaughn's got it for Norwood. He gets it down low. That's Brady Vaughn. Works it around to Kelly for three. It's good. Carter Kelly, he's got eight now. Good balance scoring by Norwood there in the first quarter. Hill with two. Coatney had seven. Kelly with five. Four apiece for Larson and Bradshaw in the first quarter. Carter Kelly leads all scorers with eight now. And we had a running for the ball to save it from out of bounds. And got some Powerade on the floor. So I have a little cleanup over there at the end of Norwood's bench. And he even got some on the ball. So Get a little bit of a pause for him to try to dry that off. 25-9, Norwood is leading Dora here with 7:24 left to go in the first half. Glad to have you all along with us. Once again, the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament coverage is over on 96.9 The Fox, but we're glad you're here for the Class 2 coverage. Norwood works it down low. Nice spin move by Coatney. He's going to go back to the line. He's one for one from the line tonight. Norwood, a perfect 4-for-4 from the line so far tonight. 7:12 left to go in the first half. First free throw is good. Coatney has got 8 now. He and Carter Kelly tied for the lead in scoring. And the second one also good. Hunter Finch into the game for Norwood. Doors got the ball. They get it over on the wing. Dribble drive. Kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer put up off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Norwood. And they're on the run once again. There's a lay-in. Lakin Coatney. He's in double figures now with 11. 6.5 minutes left to go. And it is a 28-9 Norwood Pirate lead. Ball gets knocked away. Almost stolen. Ledbetter's got it. He kicks it back out to York. York works around the top of the key. Kicks it out to Howard. Back to York. Back up to Ledbetter. Looking for a shot here. And we're going to have a foul down low. Had a little bit of a wrestling match down on the low block between Ledbetter and Brady Vaughn. And they're going to get Vaughn for the foul. That's his first. And that is the team's first here in the second quarter. Resets every quarter. Once you get 5 fouls, then go in with 2 shots every time. There's another foul down low on Brady Vaughn. That's 2 quick fouls. 2 shots every time. There's another foul down low on Brady Vaughn. That's 2 quick fouls on him in the same thing. It was him and Ledbetter. I'm sorry, him and Mayberry down on the block there. Dora gets the ball into York. York over to Ullman. Ullman back to York. Left-handed dribble. He gives it up for the three-pointer. It's good. Nice looking shot there. Weston Ledbetter for 3. And it's 29-12. Here's a 3 on the other end. No good, but he gets his own rebound. That's Carter Kelly. Falls loose on the floor. And Braxton Mayberry comes down with it. Second turnover for Norwood. I've got Dora down for 7 so far. 5.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Dora down 17, 29-12. Kicking around to Ledbetter. He gets it down a little too hard on the bounce pass to Mayberry. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 8 on the Falcons, 29-12. Is your score 5:23 left to go in the first half. Now the winner of this game will meet the winner of the Mansfield-Summersville game that's coming up immediately after this one. There's a nice move inside. Lakin Coatney for 2 more. He's got 13 now. Stretches the lead back to 19. So on Thursday, we've got Hartville and Bakersville. And then we'll have the winner of this game versus the winner of Mansfield and Summersville that's coming up next. Cooper Howard gives it up to York. York gets it over to Ullman. Ullman thought about the 3 and gave it up to York. Work it around the outside perimeter. Get it down on the baseline into the corner. And work it back out. Howard's got it. Left him open, but he didn't take it. Here's a 3-pointer put up. It's good again. Weston Ledbetter. That's his second 3 here in the second quarter. It's 31-15. Here's a 3 put up on the other end. Norwood, no good. Rebound comes down to Coatney. He puts it back up. No good, but he's going to the line to shoot 2 more. He's got 13 on the night so far. 4 for 4 from the line. That foul's going to go against Cooper Howard. That is his second foul. Third team foul this quarter on Dora. Four minutes, 13 seconds left to go here in the first half of this one. And the shot is good. Denise perfect 6 for 6 now from the line, and it's 33-15. Clayton Collins back into the game. He gives it up to Howard. Howard going to take the three, and it's good. The bank is open for Cooper Howard. Norwood all the way down to the other end, throws up a wild shot, no good. Shot by Finch, back up, no good. Rebound comes down to Dora. Dora's on the run. Peyton York all the way down the lane. Scoop shot, no good, but they're going to call him for a charge. And that's going to be York's third, so he's going to have to more than likely set out the rest of the first half. Fourth team foul on the Falcons. They brought into the game Blake Allman back into the game. Norwood got it down into the corner. That's number 12, Carter Kelly. He works it around to Andrew Bradshaw. Get it down in the lane. Shot put up, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Dora. So Norwood will retain the ball. 3:20 left to go in this first half, 33-18. Here's inbound, left-handed shot, put up, no good. He gets his own rebound while he's on the floor, but then it's taken away by Collins. Third turnover by Norwood. Clayton Collins brings it across the timeline. He dishes it out to Howard. Howard dribbles it around. Down to the baseline. Here's a baseline jumper. No good. A rebound comes down to Hunter Finch. Sir Kelly down the lane. Nobody home. He throws that one out. Thought he had a guy in the corner, but he had come back out to the top of the key, and it went into the first row. Well, it looks like we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 33-18 Norwood. And let's see whether it's a full or a 30. It is a full timeout, so we'll be back in 1 minute. Class 2, District 10 basketball on Classic Country, KUKU.
Everyone buys insurance. When you shop, you want the best coverage at a fair price, right? With Davidson Insurance, now powered by InZone, you get the best of both with insurance options from one of the largest insurance brokers in the country, from local agents that you meet face-to-face. Home, auto, commercial, health, and life insurance with options. Davidson Insurance, now powered by InZone. 606 Broadway in West Plains. Real people, real savings.
Hi, this is Mark. We've got the largest selection of tractors and hay equipment in the Ozarks, now carrying 5 lines of top name tractors to fit every operation and every budget. Plus, we proudly carry Kuhn, Prone, and Massey Ferguson hay equipment, built for performance, durability, and getting the job done right the first time. Whether you're running cattle, cutting hay, or managing ground, Hirsch has the equipment you need. Stop in and see your Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Tractor team in West Plains.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
Welcome back to the Mansfield High School gym. 2.5 minutes left to go here in the first half. It's Norwood with a 33-18 lead over Dora. Clayton Collins drives. He gets tripped up. And we got a foul on the floor. Hunter Finch gets his first foul. Third on Norwood. Dora to trigger it in. Looking for somewhere to go. He gets it in to Mayberry. And going to have another foul here. That one's going to be Lincoln Coatley. His first 14 foul. Next one for either team. They'll be shooting free throws. Mayberry's got it. He gets it back to Collins. Collins gives it up to Ullman. No good on the shot. Rebound comes down to Norwood. They run in the floor. Nice transition basketball there as Andrew Bradshaw puts it up for two. And it's a 35-18 lead for Norwood. And there is another steal all the way down the floor. That's number three, Remington Hill. He's got 4 points now, and it's 37-18, 19-point lead for the Mansfield Lions. Collins gives it up to Ledbetter. Ledbetter bounces it down to Mayberry on the block. Up and under shot, no good, gets his own rebound. And they're going to have a foul on the floor, so they'll wave off the shot. He went up and made the shot, but they're going to say it was on the floor. And that's another one on Lincoln Coatney, his second. So that will send Braxton Mayberry to the line for two. He's 3 for 4 from the line tonight. 7 points, make that 8 points as the first one is good. 37-21, it's a 16-point Norwood Pirate lead. And the second one is also good. Here's a shot up, no good. Could have been over the back there on Norwood, but they didn't call it, but it's out of bounds. Off of the Pirates, turnover number 5 on them, 37-22 is your score. 15-point Norwood lead, minute 20 left to go in this first half. Clayton Collins with the ball. He gets it over to Ledbetter, back to Collins. Top of the key, right-handed dribble. He gets it over to Mayberry. Mayberry, being double team, gets it back out to Collins. Collins down the right side. He dishes it out to Ullman. Ullman across court. It's going to be out of bounds off of Norwood. Fedora will retain the ball. Down 15, 102 left to go in this one. Cooper Howard to trigger it in, and he gets it over the top to Mayberry. But there's a steal. Turnover number 10. Outlet. All the way down, saved in, scooped up and in by Andrew Bradshaw. Nice hustle play there. That was number 32, Carson Vaughn, went flying down the floor and was able to save it and get the easy layup for the Pirates. Collins has got it all the way down the lane. He is blocked, and here is Norwood on the run once again. And the lay-in is good for Remington Hill. He's got 6 now, and we're down to 20 seconds left to go here in the first half. 41-22. Norwood with the lead. Collins has got it. He kicks it out to Ledbetter. Ledbetter down the right-hand side. Spin move. Hands it off to Mayberry. Mayberry outside the three-point line gets it to Collins. Collins. He loses it, and that's the end of the first half. Norwood with a 41-22 lead over the Dora Falcons here after the first half of play. We'll be back in 3 minutes with a look at your first half stats. It's Class 2, District 10 basketball on Classic Country, 100.3 KUKU.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service services all your residential, commercial, and agriculture well and pump needs. Invest in a new water well and let the experts at Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service fix you up with clear, crisp water. Call them in Summersville, 417-932-4036. They have bailed me out more than once, and they'll help you as well. Good folks, and they've been doing it a long time. Anything you need done with your well or a well drill, call Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Services.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our friends and family sales. That's right, friends and family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. The area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store. Fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
With the winter season, I know you're thinking about kicking back by the pool, cruising around the lake, and grilling on the porch of your vacation cabin. So book your stay for next summer at the number one resort destination on Lake Norfolk, the Bayou Resort. Fully furnished cabins, a pool, and a fully stocked store awaits you and your family. They're just up the hill from the boat launch. So call 870-467-5277 and book your vacation for next summer. Or go online at thebayouresort.com.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
Welcome back to the Mansfield High School gym as we are here for Class 2, District 10 boys basketball. It is the district tournament. Now this tournament, number one seed is Hartville. Number two seed is the Norwood Pirates. They have the lead right now at halftime, 41-22 over the number seven seed, Dora Falcons. The number three seed is Mansfield. They're up next against number six, Summersville. And then the game right before this, which was a instant classic, triple overtime game, Bakersfield outlasts Fordland 86-79 in that game. They were led by Hayden Sanders with 30. Ty Connor added 20. And Seth Montague added 19 more. So a great game. That sets up Thursday night back here at Mansfield at 6 o'clock. Hartville Eagles, the number three team in Class 2A in the state. And the number one seed of this tournament take on the five seed Bakersfield Lions. The winner of this game between Norwood and Dora will face the winner of our next game between Mansfield and Summersville, the 3-6 matchup. But this game here, Norwood got off to a fast start. They scored 22 in the first quarter. It was 22-9 after the first, and then 41-22. Dora had a much better quarter in the second quarter as they hit three three-pointers there, two of them by Weston Ledbetter, one of them by Cooper Howard. So they were able to put 22 points up on the board, or 13 in the second quarter, 22 in the first half. But they were outscored 19-13 in quarter number two. Look at your scoring for the Dora Falcons. Slayton Collins has two. Cooper Howard has three. Weston Ledbetter has six. And Braxton Mayberry has 11. For the Norwood Pirates, Pennington Hill, he has six. Lakin Coatney has 15. Carter Kelly has eight. Pierce Lawson with four. And Andrew Bradshaw with eight. So that is your scoring here in the first half. We're going to have this game, the next game. As soon as this one is over, it's Mansfield, Summersville, as we told you before. Then Thursday night, we'll be back here for the semifinals, and then we'll be back on Saturday at 3 o'clock, an afternoon game for the district championship. Class 2, District 10, state championship play. Well, they're trying to go to the state championships. A lot of history here with these schools in this district. Norwood, Artsville, Dora, all been state champions. And so, a lot of proud basketball traditions here in Class 2. We are 3 minutes away from the second half getting tipped off. So we'll be back in 2 minutes with the second half. It's Class 2, District 10 basketball, right here on Classic Country, 100.3 KUKU.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store. Fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Feller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the Southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
San Juan Arrows in West Plains and Mountain Home is your go-to restaurant for lunch and dinner. San Juan Arrows is a muy bueno Mexican restaurant with tons of variety. Try some of their specialty tacos, including Taco de Birria with slow-cooked beef and au jus for dipping, or barbacoa tacos with seasoned beef. They'll fall apart with tenderness. San Juan Arrows Mexican restaurant in West Plains and Mountain Home. San Juan Arrows is muy bueno.
With the winter season, I know you're thinking about kicking back by the pool, cruising around the lake, and grilling on the porch of your vacation cabin. So book your stay for next summer at the number one resort destination on Lake Norfolk, the Bayou Resort. Fully furnished cabins, a pool, and a fully stocked store awaits you and your family. They're just up the hill from the boat launch. So call 870-467-5277 and book your vacation for next summer. Or go online at thebayouresort.com.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
All right, we're about ready to get the second half underway here from Mansfield High School. The Norwood Pirates have a 41-20 lead over the Dora Falcons here early on in this matchup of the number 2 seed versus the number 7 seed. Norwood will have the ball first here in the second half. Carter Kelly to trigger it in. He gets it in to Bradshaw. Bradshaw across the timeline. He kicks it over to Remington Hill. Hill back to Bradshaw. Bradshaw down low. Shot put up, blocked by Mayberry. Going to be off of Norwood. That's a turnover, and that will be back to Dora as they look to cut into this 21-point deficit. 7:45 left to go. Mayberry's got it on the right wing. Kicks it back out. Thought about the three. He gives it up. Here's a three-pointer put up. Off the rim, no good. Good follow back by Braxton Mayberry. Offensive board and the putback. 41-22, Dora. Trailed by 19, and then there's a quick basket by Carter Kelly. He's in double figures now. 43-22, back to a 21-point lead. Dora with the ball. Got it at the top of the key to Allman. Allman gets it out for the three-pointer. No good. That was Cooper Howard with a three-point attempt. Rebound comes down to Norwood. They're running down. We're going to have a foul down on the baseline on the shot. So that's going to put Remington Hill the line for two. That foul is going to be Blake Coleman with the foul. That's his first, team first. 43-22, 6:56 left in the third quarter. First shot is up and good for Remington Hill. He's 3-for-3 from the line, and Norwood remains perfect from the line tonight. Second free throw's put up, and it is off. I chinked them. They get the offensive rebound put back. No good. Rebound comes down to Dora. York playing with three fouls. Left-handed dribble. He hits it down into the corner to Ullman. Ullman works it down to Mayberry. He puts it up. They're going to say block shot. Looks like an awful lot of arm, but it's going to be out of bounds. Dora is going to keep the ball. They'll trigger it in under their own basket. York's going to do that. Looking for somewhere to go to. He gets it in to Ledbetter. Ledbetter bounces it down low to Mayberry. He's triple-teamed, gets the shot off, almost goes, but comes out. Norwood on the run, all the way down to the other end. A three-point set up here. Left-handed shot is up and good. Pierce Lawson, he's got seven now. And the lead is up to 25, 47, 22 as we approach the six-minute mark here in the third quarter. Cooper Howard's got it. On about the three, now turns it over. 12 turnover, and there's an easy lay-in for number 12, Carter Kelly. He has now got 12 points, and Coach Melton wants to talk about it. Back in 30 seconds on KUKU 100.3.
Here's your KUKU Classic Country Weather Forecast.
Double H in the Weather Center. Now let's take a look forward for the remainder of San Juan Arrows in West Plains and Mountain Home is your go-to restaurant for lunch. San Juan Arrows is a muy bueno Mexican restaurant. Lunch specials are featured every Monday through Friday from 11 until 2. You want variety? They have it. A dozen different lunch specials to choose from. Have lunch at San Juan Arrows Mexican Restaurant in West Plains and Mountain Home. San Juan Arrows is muy bueno.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
5:50 left to go in this third quarter, 49-22. Norwood, here's a three-pointer put up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Norwood. It's lost. Mayberry's got it, puts it up. He gets fouled and going to go to the line to shoot two. 5:43 left to go here in this third quarter. I'm James Hurd. Glad to have you along for this Class 2 District 10 basketball tournament. Mayberry, single dribble, puts up the first one off the front of the rim, no good. Brady Vaughn's going to check in for the Pirates. Lakin Coney checks out, second free throw rims in, and that's 14 now for Mayberry on the game. Scoreboard has him down for 12, but we missed two somewhere, or I put it on the wrong person, one of the two. I'm not sure which. I'll check it as I go here. 5:34 left to go in the third quarter. Norwood had a little bit of trouble getting that one in bounds. They get it in. And it's a steal by the Falcons. Seventh turnover on Norwood. Mayberry thought about the three. He gives it up in the corner. Bowman back out to Collins. Collins gets it around to Howard. Howard down low to Mayberry. Shot partially blocked. He gets his own rebound. Gets his own rebound once again. He is a force down low there. And he's going to go to the line, I believe. Well, no, they're going to... No, they're going to say that was on the floor, so Brady Vaughn gets his third foul. And the Falcons going to take it out under their own goal. York to trigger it in. He gets it in. And Collins throws it away. 13th turnover. Here's a scoop shot. No good, but a foul on the floor. I believe they're going to get Collins on that one. Yes, sir. Yep, that's his first. That's the team's second. That's going to put Carter Kelly at the line. He's 1-for-1 from the line tonight. And make that 2-for-2 as he hits the first one. Brothers got 13 now on the night. And rims out. No good. Ball is knocked out of bounds, and I believe that's going to stay with Norwood as it went off of Dora's hands. Norwood 10 for 12 from the line tonight. They get the ball in to Kelly. Kelly back into the corner to Hill. Hill back around to Vaughn. Here's Remington Hill for three. It's good. He's in double figures now with 10. And it's a 30-point Norwood Pirate lead. York, left-handed dribble, gives it up. Here's the shot. It's good. And that's a two-point shot at a foot on the line for Cooper Howard. He's got five now. Norwood with a three-pointer. It's good. Nice, smooth shot there, Carter Kelly. He's got 16 now. He's got eight here in the quarter. Howard dribbles it around. He gets a nice pass down low to York. York's scoop shot is no good. And the ball is going to be out of bounds. And they're going to say that it was off of Dora. Another turnover on the Falcons. That's 14 now on the night. 31-point Norwood lead. Inside of 4 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Here's a run. They're going to have Peyton York gets his fourth foul. They're going to say that was on the floor. So he's going to have to be very careful here. Got a quarter and a half and only one foul to go. There's an air ball rebounded by Dora. Almost throws it away, but York goes up high and gets that one. Gives it up to Collin. Collin, left-handed dribble. Down the right hand. He's going to go down the baseline. Throws one up. Wow, no good. Rebound to Norwood. All the way down to Hill. And no good. Offensive rebound. Back to Hill. It's no good again. Ball is up. Falling around. Comes back down. And this time it's good. That is Andrew Bradshaw. It's good. He's going to go to the line. He's in double figures now with 10. Trying to make it 11 here. He's the fourth Pirate in double figures tonight. York's going to check out. And the free throw, no good, but offensive rebound. Carter Kelly went up high for that one. Hold it down. Bradshaw gets it over to Hill for three. It's good. Second three-pointer of the quarter. He's got seven on the quarter, 13 for the game for Remington Hill. 61-25, the 36-point lead. Here's a shot put up. Nice shot there by number 25, Blake Allman. He got his first two of the night. Here's a three-pointer on the other end. No good. Braxton Mayberry goes up high and rips down the rebound. 61-27, 2:35 left in this third quarter. Mayberry's got it on the block. Nice, strong move. Can't get it to go. Norwood with it. They're on the run again. Here's Hill all the way down. Land, no good. Rebound. Falling around, and it pulled down by Nathan Lorraine now into the game. Third team foul on Norwood as Remington Hill gets called for his first one. Collins has got it. He gives it up to Cooper Howard. Howard back over to Collins. Collins running one-hander. No good. Rebound volleys around. Here comes Norwood. And they are good in the transition. They get the rebound and go flying down to the other end. We're going to have a foul on the shot. That's going to put number 15, Pierce Lawson, at the line. That's going to be the third foul on Cooper Howard. That is the 15th foul on Dora. So Norwood will be shooting free throws the rest of the way. First one is up and good for Pierce Lawson. Left-hander puts up the second free throw. It's also good. He's got... Excuse me. He's got 9 now on the night. And it is a 36-point lead, 63-27. Norwoodell scored Dora 22-5 here in the third. Mac Braxton Mayberry with the walk down on the baseline. Went for the pump. Pump fake there. Just did that pivot foot. Pierce Lawson going to check out of the game. Vaughn back in. Brady Vaughn. Temple Vaughn's here on the Norwood team. Norwood double team down on the baseline, but they get out of it. He'll pop up three. He gives it up. Carson Vaughn throws it away. That's a turnover on Norwood. Collins brings it across the timeline. He gives it up to Howard. Howard with the long three. Hits off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Norwood. And once again, they're on the run all the way downhill. Reverse layup. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Collins. He's running up the floor. He gets it across the timeline. They're going to wait on the rest of the team. And got an official timeout there. I believe we've got a little bit of blood. That was Carter Kelly, so going to have to go over, get bandaged up. Collins has got it for Dora. They're down 36 inside of a minute left. Gets it over to Ullman. Ullman back out to Collins, being guarded by Hill behind the back dribble. And it's going to be stolen by Remington Hill. Here's lay-in, no good. Gets his own rebound, and he gets fouled. Hunter Finch, he's going to go to line and shoot two. He replaced Carter Kelly there on the last break. They're trying to get, looks like Kelly's got a bloody nose, so they're trying to get him patched up. Left-hander puts up the free throw. It's good. I'm going to check with his first point of the night. Weston Ledbetter back into the game for Dora. Cooper Howard going to catch a burrito. Second free throw is good. So Finch has got two now. And it is a 37-point game as we approach 30 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. They work it down on the block to Mayberry. We're going to have a hold there on Brady Vaughn. That's going to be his fourth. That's the 14th foul, so the next foul on Norwood. Dora will be shooting free throws. They get it into Mayberry. Mayberry puts up shot, no good. Finch comes down with the rebound, and we're going to have a foul. They're going to get Mayberry on that one. Tried to tie up Finch. He's going to go to the line for two more. That's the second foul on Mayberry. Hunter Finch has got 2 points. He got those from the free throw line just a minute ago. He's got three now. And up off the back of the iron, no good on the second one. Rebound come down to Mayberry. Here comes Collins. Being guarded by Hill. He gets it over into the corner. Almost to me, but they save it. And there is a steal by Remington Hill. And he goes all the way down to the lay-in at the buzzer. He had a really good quarter, 9 in the quarter, 15 on the game now. And that is the end of three with Norwood leading Dora 68-27, 41-point lead. For the Pirates, we're back in 1 minute on 100.3 KUKU.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. It's where you send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale.
We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our Friends and Family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and Family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
With the winter season, I know you're thinking about kicking back by the pool, cruising around the lake, and grilling on the porch of your vacation cabin. So book your stay for next summer at the number one resort destination on Lake Norfolk, the Bayou Resort. Fully furnished cabins, a pool, and a fully stocked store awaits you and your family. They're just up the hill from the boat launch. So call 870-467-5277 and book your vacation for next summer. Or go online at thebayouresort.com.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
We're underway here in the fourth quarter. Shot put up by Ullman, no good. And the ball is out off of Mayberry, so it's going to go back to Norwood. Got a turbo clock now with a 41-point Norwood lead. 68-27 is your score. Here's a shot put up, no good. Nice strong rebound there by Westland Ledbetter. York back into the game. He's got four fouls. Works it around the perimeter. He gives it up to Ledbetter. Ledbetter right-handed dribble. Spins. Being guarded closely. He gets down to Mayberry, and he is rejected. Here comes Norwood on the run once again. Cooney holds it back out. Here's a three-pointer put up, and it is good. Carson Vaughn with his first 3 points of the game, and it's now 71-27. Dora Gazelle scored 27-5 there in that third quarter. Cooper Howard's got the ball on the wing. Dribbles around. Gets it down to Ledbetter. Now they get a charge. That's Weston Ledbetter, and that is going to be his second foul on the loop. Well, they see public address announcer said his first, the scoreboard says his second. It's one or the other. Norwood's got it. They work it around to Finch. Finch gets it down low, kicks it out. Here's shot put up, no good. That was number 45, Greg Bradshaw. He gets it back, and he's going to score those now. And he gets 2 points, and it's 73-27 as we approach 5:35 left in the game. Here's a three-pointer put up. It's off the rim, no good. Strong rebound there by Cooney. He brings it down now. Pull it out. Start over. Here's a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Brady Vaughn. We got a jump ball. And so it's going to stay with Norwood. 73-27. It's 5:10 and counting as we are in the turbo clock here in the fourth quarter from Mansfield. It's the District 10 Class 2 Boys Basketball Tournament. There's a nice step through move by Cody. He's got 17 now. And a steal by Finch. He's going to go all the way down, dishes it off. No good on the layup. Ball being chased down. Finch runs it down, and they're going to reset. All the way down the lane. Lay-in is good. That's Brady Vaughn. That's Brady's first 2 points of the game. Cooper Howard's got it on the wing. He gets it down low. Back out to York at the top of the key. Drives down. Here's Howard for three. Off the back of the glass and no good. Rebound comes down to Norwood as we approach the four-minute mark. 50-point Norwood Pirate lead. Bench for three. It's no good. Rebound. Nobody blocked down. Leighton Cooney. Come down and got the rebound and the putback. He's got 19 now. Going to have a substitution here. Number 22, Jacob Perkins. Jacob Perkins checks into the game for the first time. Clayton Collins back in. 3.5 minutes left to go in this one. We'll be under the turbo clock the rest of the way. Get it down low to Mayberry. Nice, strong move. He's got 16 now to lead the Falcons. Here's a kick out. And a three-pointer is good. Gray Bradshaw's come in and put up 5 points here in this fourth quarter. And the Pirates now lead 82-29. Collins gives it up to York. We've got a foul on Norwood. That's Cotney's fourth. First team foul, 82-29. 2.5 minutes left to go. Collins has got it. Gets it back to Mayberry. Mayberry to York. York drives down the lane, throws one up, no good. Rebound volleys around, comes down to the Pirates. Lakin Cotney going to bring it across the timeline. Good balanced scoring by Norwood tonight. Cross-court pass to Finch. Finch, nice dish inside. Number 32, Carson's on. He's got 5 in the quarter, 5 for the game now. And it is now a 55-point lead, 84-29. Mayberry's got it down low. He tries to get the pass down low to Howard. It's deflected out of bounds by Norwood. 1:45 left to go in this one. York checks out. Here's the pass in to Collins. And he's bumped. He's going to be fouled by Finch. That's Hunter's second. As we hit 1:20 left to go in this one. They get it in to Mayberry. Mayberry goes up strong. He puts it in. 18 on the game. 7 here in the second half. Carson Vaughn's got it. He kicks it out to Bradshaw. Back out top to Brady Vaughn. Free throw line jumper is good. Carson Vaughn has got 7 now. We do have a 30-second timeout on the floor. Dora calls, so that will stop the clock with 50.6 left to go in the game. We're just going to keep it here. 86-31, Norwood with a big lead, 55 points. We get done with this one. We'll wrap up with all the scoring, and then we'll take just a short break, and we'll be back with game number 3 here in Mansfield, our second broadcast, as it will be the hometown Mansfield Lions taking on the Summersville Wildcats. And there's a steal by Norwood. I have that down as the 17th turnover by Dora, and Norwood's just going to dribble it out, so I believe that is going to be the final, 86-31. Actually, we have a foul there on Jacob Martin, who just checked into the game. Five seconds, and that's going to do it. 86-31. The Norwood Pirates advance to the semifinals of the Class 2 District 10 tournament. So they will meet the winner of next game, Mansfield versus Summersville. We'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap up this one. It's Class 2 District 10 basketball on Classic Country, 100.3 KUKU.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Storm season is here. Severe storms can happen any time during the year, but are most common during the months of March through July. When storms are approaching, an emergency weather radio may help save a life. A weather radio provides you with continuous local and regional weather information from the National Weather Service. Contact Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative to purchase your weather radio now. This message brought to you by Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our friends and family sales. That's right, friends and family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. The area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Everyone buys insurance. When you shop, you want the best coverage at a fair price, right? With Davidson Insurance, now powered by InZone, you get the best of both with insurance options from one of the largest insurance brokers in the country, from local agents that you meet face-to-face. Home, auto, commercial, health, and life insurance with options. Davidson Insurance, now powered by InZone. 606 Broadway in West Plains. Real people, real savings.
And now back to district basketball on Classic Country, KUK. District basketball on Classic Country, KUK.
Between Norwood and Dora, 86-31, the Norwood Pirates move to the semifinals. Looking at scoring for the Dora Falcons, Clayton Collins had two, Cooper Howard had five, Weston Ledbetter with six, Blake Ullman with two, and Braxton Mayberry with 16. For Norwood, 15 for Remington Hill, 2 for Brady Vaughn, 19 for Lakin Cody, 16 for Carter Kelly, Pierce Lawson had 9, 10 for Andrew Bradshaw, 3 for Hunter Finch, 7 for Carson Vaughn, and 5 for Dre Bradshaw. Once again, 86-31, your final. Here in our first game of coverage, we'll have the Summersville Wildcat and the hometown Mansfield Lions coming up. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. We'll return you to regularly scheduled programming, and we'll be back in 12 minutes for this one. It's Class 2, District 10 Boys Basketball, live from Mansfield here on Classic Country 100.3. KU.
An increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine.
Imagine being a million miles away. Explore what's possible. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Visit Tremfya.com or call 1-800-526-7736.